As we know, conflict is inevitable, but what are some strategies or techniques that we can do to deal with the conflict? Well, that's today's topic here on the GoGo Radio Show. Hello and welcome to another GoGo Radio Show, found exclusively here at GoGo.com. I am your host for today, Neil Roland, and I'm going to be talking about the topic of conflict resolution strategies or techniques, whichever term you wish to use, but you know you're going to deal with conflict in the project environment. So what are some strategies or approaches that we could do? And each project conflict is unique and has its own approaches, so we're going to talk about the six most popular. As always, if you have any comments or questions, you can enter your opinions and thoughts into the boxes below, and I would love to contribute and answer any questions back. And if you have any suggestions on future radio shows, please fill them in there as well. And you can find out more about myself. Just look under the profile or the search for Neil Roland, and you can see other courses that I am instructing here and other radio shows. All right, that is the introduction. Now, let's face the conflict. All right, there is lots of conflict in our project environment, but obviously we cannot deal with all the different project points and theories and how-tos in a quick radio show. But I can tell you just a few different strategies that are recognized, although the names that are used for these different approaches do vary according to who wrote them or who's proposing them. But in essence, there's basically a very simplified six approaches. So you can use different names. I'm going to use the various names here. You may even find other names in your studies or in your other readings. But in any case, here are a few that you can take with you. It's a tool bag, and hopefully it will. You have this toolbox that you can pull out whatever method or strategy you need. And of course, this is just the small picture of it, really, how you go about actually performing it, actually handling the situations, and talking about the other topics that we had in other radio shows when we talked about how you go about facing different conflict situations and how to bring about the positives or trying to avoid the negative aspects of conflict. So here, let's just quickly look at the six and see if you can apply any of these in your project environment. All right, so the six that I'm going to cover here in the radio show are the approaches of avoidance, confronting, smoothing, or sometimes called accommodating, compromising, collaborating, and forcing. And all of those actually have their alternative names, but those are the six names that I'm going to use as we move through them, and you can see which ones are going to work in your project environment or just in day-to-day life or any type of conflicting situation that you may have to put yourself in, or it was put on top of you. In any case, here are some six, and there's not one that is necessarily better than other. Each of these have their place, and there's going to be a time for it. Which ones that you use, yes, obviously some are going to be more successful and encouraged in more situations, but that doesn't mean that any of these six don't have their perfect place. So let's talk with the first one, avoidance, or sometimes called withdrawal. And in that case, you actually are retreating from a conflict or maybe the potential of a conflict. Maybe you want to return later when you have more information, or that you are not prepared, and so being involved with any of the conflict management may not be the most opportune time because you are ill prepared. So that's a very simple conflict resolution type, which is pretty much, again, just stepping away or avoiding it. Or maybe that it is so low concerned to the others that your meddling or your impact is actually going to cause more damage than if you were just to walk away. So that's the very simple where you just don't approach it straight away. But as we know, most conflict is going to need some confrontation, some facing of the issues and trying to punch through them. So the next one then is confronting, or you can even just call it basic problem solving. In problem solving or confronting, you're trying to look at that issue, dig out what could be a win-win situation, maybe tracking, looking for solutions. That's generally the main approach, really, to any of these except avoidance. But how you go about finding that win-win situation sort of rolls into the other approaches. The next approach, then, is smoothing, or more popularly called accommodating. And accommodating, I think, actually is a better term, because when you're accommodating, you're trying to resolve an issue, or either a positive conflict or a negative conflict. But in this case, you are trying to emphasize where the people or the parties or the groups or just various opinions, and again, this doesn't necessarily have to be between people. It could just we're debating, or the conflict is, well, do we use component A or component B? And what we try to look at then with accommodating is, all right, where are the commonalities? Where do we agree? Where will you be willing to agree that this is a good idea, or this is something that we can eventually get some goodwill, get some agreement from? And then let's de-emphasize those areas that are causing a little maybe pain points or more struggles. So you go with maybe smaller wins, things that we can all say, yes, hey, let's look at this. And as I understand it, we are all agreeing that component A has a part that can do such and such, and we're working towards that objective, and this is material we can work with or agree with, that maybe the material has to be plastic. That is accommodating, and now from there you can try to work it further, but you least maybe can get some accommodation or agreement basically on some of those items, and then you can build upon it and you don't lose any credibility or have to worry about mistrust or everyone going off in a tiff. So at least this way you have some way to work towards it and do some accommodations. Another strategy that we're going to talk about is compromising. And now compromising is a strategy that you've probably heard used all the time, where you win some, you lose some. Some people kind of like to call this a lose-lose situation, but I think that's a bit harsh because, yes, technically you're losing something and they're losing something, but you're also gaining, you're also winning. And it maybe steps up from accommodation in the sense that where compromising comes into play, what you're trying to do is search for some solutions that we can all agree on to some degree. And yes, it's not going to be exactly everything a certain party wanted or a certain group, but at least there is avoidance of that destructive power struggles, because you can give up a little for the greater good. And if this approach is successful, then you can build a consensus of some sort that will make some progress. Now that actually steps up to the next one, where you have collaboration. And collaboration actually probably is the most ideal in the sense that most project environments are going to work with many people with many different approaches and experts and knowledge and objectives and data and information and all these different pieces coming in. So with collaboration, in this case, it is trying to find the maximum solutions by pulling in all different opinions and different you know, whatever they're wanting to contribute to this. And so by terms of collaboration, you're actually seeking out more of a democratic consensus, a overall agreement that everyone is striving for. Yes, you're still probably going to do some compromising and maybe some accommodating and maybe even avoidance in there. But in its purest sense, the collaboration is where you're trying to find a collaborative group agreement, where everybody is trying to work for a group goal. So this is ideal, and then you're looking for the group as this important interest, and it's the strategy where maybe things at stake are maybe larger or influence many different people. So they take more time generally, and it takes more delicate facilitation to do, but in the end, maybe it's something that everyone can agree to, or at least a majority can agree to, and in that case, we've worked towards a more lasting solution, something that's going to fulfill the needs and the goals and the objectives much further than just saying, hey, this is what we're going to do, which, of course, is the last one, is forcing, or even sometimes called competition. In this case, the last one, and hopefully this is something that we don't always use, maybe as a last resort, but there is definitely times where it has an immediate impact and you want this sort of decision-making to occur. So if the conflict needs to be managed quickly, it needs to be resolved in such a manner, and sometimes decisions just need to be made, whether it's your decision, maybe it's one party's decision, or that's why you kind of get the other name of competition, in the sense that, all right, everyone or teams or groups, give me proposals, and then we will decipher which one is the best proposal, and we're going with that. In that case, it's more of an all-or-nothing approach. So whether it be all my choice or a committee's choice or a certain team's choice, in that case, you set out a type of bargaining system where we negotiate from the start that this is one understood solution and this is what we're going after. And whether that's just me dictating it or it is some formalized manner of competition. So all of these are very good approaches. Of course, there's a lot more information than just these real high-level introductions to them, but that's why this is just a radio show and not a full course. If you are wanting to find out more about these different approaches and how they can help you and in your, whether it's in your project or maybe your day-to-day life, I do encourage you to do more reading and research on it. There's plenty of resources on the web. There's even courses that will be produced based upon it, and you can put practice really is the best teacher, because it's one thing for me to tell you in a radio show all about it, but really it comes down to practice. See what works, see what doesn't, see what you are taking from it, be very aware of the lessons that you learn, and see what you can apply in future situations. But if you only use one approach, you may want to realize there are many more approaches out there that can be a benefit. All right, so in conclusion, the six that I talked about today in a very high level was the avoidance, or sometimes called withdrawal, your confronting, or you may want to call problem solving, smoothing or accommodating, compromising, collaboration, and finally forcing or competition. All right, I hope those help, and that concludes today's radio show from GoGo Radio, found exclusively here at gogo.com. And if you have any questions or concerns, please fill them in the boxes or your opinions in the boxes below. And I'd like to see other people also give their 2 cents, and I will as well. If you want to find out more about the courses that I teach or radio shows that I produce, please look up my name in the search box above, and see you next time here at